Die Covid-19-Pandemie in den USA, vor allem im Süden des Kontinents, ist noch lange nicht vorbei. Daran hat die Gesundheitsbehörde eindringlich erinnert. Einer von 360 Menschen in Missouri wird mit Covid-19 diagnostiziert, die viertschlechteste Diagnoserate des Landes in der vergangenen Woche. In den südlichen Staaten, in denen die Impfrate im Vergleich zum Rest der USA um einiges kleiner ist, hat die Delta-Variante leichtes Spiel. In Missouri haben etwas über 47% der Menschen eine erste Impfdosis erhalten. Landesweit sind es knapp 57%. Bei den Jugendlichen ist die Impfrate gleich nochmals kleiner. Sich impfen lassen und wieder Gesichtsmaske tragen – das ist der dringende Aufruf des Chefarztes im Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Dr. Gregory Ledger.
We've had 10 intensivists from St. Louis come to help us, because our physicians are just worn out. And they walked through our hospital, and some of these have been intensivists for 15, 20 years. They've never seen anything like it. We have two ICUs that are full of patients with COVID. We have over 25 patients on ventilators, and some of them won't survive, some will. And you know, we keep giving that great care, but it is a challenge, and the best protection right now is to be vaccinated.
Die Ausbreitung der Delta-Variante hat die Gesundheitsbehörde veranlasst, neue Richtlinien hinsichtlich Mund- und Nasenschutz herauszugeben. Sogar vollständig Geimpfte sollten in Innenräumen Gesichtsmasken tragen, empfiehlt die Direktorin des Center for Diseases Control and Prevention, CDC, Rochelle Walensky.
The most important thing that we need to say right now is we have a lot of this country that has a lot of viral burden that's driven a lot by people who, and mostly by people who are unvaccinated. Those are the people that are driving the new infections. But at an individual level, we believe everybody should be wearing a mask in those areas of substantial and high transmission.
Das ist zweifellos eine Kehrtwendung des CDC. Im Mai hieß es noch, dass vollständig Geimpfte weder drinnen noch draußen Masken tragen müssen. Es bestand die Hoffnung, dass dadurch mehr Menschen sich zum Impfen anregen lassen.
We acted with the data that we had at the time. The data that we had at the time, the country mostly had Alpha. Alpha among breakthrough vaccinated infections was not being transmitted to other people. The data that we have right now is different. We have a country that is full of Delta. Delta is a more transmissible virus. And the new data that we have is that Delta is able, in those rare breakthrough infections, to be transmitted to others.
Das CDC erntete für seine unterschiedlichen Empfehlungen viel Kritik. Doch der Regierung bleibe nicht viel übrig, als auf die Delta-Variante zu reagieren, anstatt zu handeln, sagte die Sprecherin im Weißen Haus in Washington, Jen Psaki.
The reality is, we are dealing with a much different strain of this virus than we were even earlier in the spring, back in May, when the masking guidance was provided by the CDC at that time. That is their job. Their job is to look at evolving information, evolving data, an evolving historic pandemic and provide guidance to the American public.
Es gäbe noch viel zu lernen über die Delta-Variante, meinte auch US-Präsident Joe Biden. Doch für die Bevölkerung hat er eine klare Botschaft, und die heißt, sich impfen lassen.
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated. There's so enormous confusion. And the more we learn, the more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you were.
Biden treibt die Impfkampagne voran. Eine Impfpflicht für alle Bundesangestellten steht zur Diskussion. Schüler in Highschools sollen spätestens Mitte September vor dem ersten Schultag nach den Sommerferien geimpft werden. Temporäre Impfkliniken werden während des Sommers in allen Teilen New Yorks eingerichtet. So auch in der Bronx, wo die 16-jährige Ariel Cuero ihre erste Pfizer-Dosis erhält.
I'm feeling pretty good. The reason why I got vaccinated today is so I can show my parents and the rest of my family that the vaccination isn't bad and that they can see that me getting the vaccination, they think, oh, you're going to get sick. Well, really, getting the vaccination is just simply protecting yourself from COVID, so I can show them that I'm protecting, that the vaccine is truly what leads to our safety right now.
Ganz anders sieht es aus für Schulkinder in anderen Teilen der Welt. Das Kinderhilfswerk der Vereinten Nationen macht auf die Schäden aufmerksam, die weltweit durch Schulschließungen verursacht werden. James Elder.
More than 600 million children who aren't on an academic break remain affected by school closures. 600 million. In Asia and the Pacific, in nearly half the countries, schools have been closed for about 200 days there. Amid some of the longest closures ever seen in Latin America and the Caribbean, still 18 countries are affected by full or partial closures. And as of today, our most recent estimates in Eastern and Southern Africa are that 40%, 4 in 10 of all children, 5 to 18, are currently out of school.
Fernunterricht ist für viele Kinder schlichtweg keine Option, weil sie keinen Zugang zu Bildschirmen oder sogar zum Internet haben, sagt Elder weiter. Ein Bericht der Weltbank schätze sogar, dass diese Generation von Studenten durch Fernunterricht in ihrem Leben 14 Billionen Dollar weniger verdienen wird, als wenn sie ihre Ausbildung in der Schule genossen hätten.
Education and safety and friends and food are being replaced by anxiety, violence and teenage pregnancy. So if we look at one country, Uganda, we've seen a 20% spike in the last 15 months in teen pregnancies or in pregnancies of 10 to 24-year-old girls who were seeking antenatal care. Across the globe, in all continents, we're seeing child helplines, a good precursor to understanding kids who are reporting violence, seeing often triple-digit increases.
Auch der Internationale Währungsfonds weist auf die durch die Pandemie verursachte Ungleichheit hin. Sein jüngster Wirtschaftsausblick sagt, dass die Kluft zwischen Industrie-, Schwellen- und Entwicklungsländern größer werde, so die IWF-Chefin Geeta Gopinath.
Our latest global growth forecast of 6% for this year is unchanged from the previous outlook, but the composition has changed. World prospects for advanced economies this year have improved by half a percentage point, but this is offset exactly by a downward revision for emerging market and developing economies, driven by a significant downgrade for emerging Asia. For 2022, we project global growth of 4.9%, up from our previous forecast of 4.4%.
Die Kluft zwischen den Ländern, die einen Corona-Impfstoff haben, und solchen, die leer ausgehen, werde die globalen Unterschiede noch verschärfen.
Now close to 40% of the population in advanced economies has been fully vaccinated, compared with 11% in emerging market economies and a tiny fraction in low-income developing countries. There still remains highly inequitable access to vaccines. There have been about 3.5 billion shots in arms so far, but most of them have gone to a few countries, and you have many low-income countries and developing countries where even health workers haven't been fully vaccinated.